right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. You have a question? You have an answer? You have a problem? Anyway, I'm going to go back to the phones here. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing?
Well, I'm still here, alive and kicking, and, you know, they haven't come and took me into federal custody and thing. There's a lot of folks that wonder about that a long time ago, because I've been talking about this for a long time, going back to the days before they defunded the Total Information Awareness Project.
Which they didn't defund, right? Wait a minute. They said they defunded it, but they
didn't. Yeah, but they privatized it.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
They just basically privatized it. It was like Br'er Rabbit. You know your old Br'er Rabbit story? Please don't throw me in the briar patch. Please don't privatize us. We'll only make 10 times more money if you privatize it. But now, they've been, you know, I've talked to ex-military. I've talked to phone technicians. They installed a lot of the infrastructure to do this, the illegal espionage, way before the Patriot Act and the Oklahoma City bombing. Gave them, what was it they called it, the Omnibus Terrorism Prevention Act or something?
That was the Omnibus Budget Defense something, or it was 1986, wasn't it?
No, we're talking the incident that saved President Clinton from the doldrums. He said, he reportedly said that the Oklahoma City bombing saved his presidency.
He had terrorist legislation that was stalled in Congress, and right after that bombing, it sailed through. Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. Well, I talked to, some of these people are too scared, and I just got to say, and to quote Rutger Hauer in Blade Runner, that's what it is to be a slave when you live in fear. These people, some of these people around here that I'm neighbors with and I've tried to help out for 20 years, are too afraid to show up to a school board meeting for fear of being blackballed or having their nephew or their, you know, we live in a country of a lot of really intimidated and or lazy people that find a rationalization not to stand up for themselves. I've been taking a stand here for 20-some years when I was asked to help out, and I didn't find out about some of the problems until about 2007, but they're trying to make a national example out of us, and I've been trying to get a hold of, and I got made fun of by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. I got the email where they made fun of me, but I've demonstrated it, and I've had witnesses for it. One of the most amazing things, and, you know, there was that article that said Alexander had evidence for people, 20 million people being spied upon. I've got evidence and witnesses that it's probably far more than that. It's at least 200 million Americans. One of the most egregious examples was a 5-year-old whose mom had bought him a safety phone, and it had buttons on there that were programmed so he couldn't dial anybody unauthorized. He could dial mom, he could dial dad, he could dial grandma, and I think it had like an emergency button for the police or something like that. But this was mom getting this kid, a 5-year-old, a phone that could give her peace of mind. And I had a meeting at our production studio, and I was neglected to run and go get the pizza. And while I'm back, when I'm gone and I come back, I'm walking up to the studio door and I hear the phone ringing. And I could see the irritated look on people's faces. And I walked in the studio door and I said, "How long's that phone been ringing?" And they were mad. They said, "About the whole time you've been gone." And what it was since at least 1995 or 96, whenever our phones were installed, we would get calls that would ring in and lock up our line, and we couldn't hang up on it, and it would ring for up to 45 minutes. Well, when I first started working there, I just turned off the ringer. Come to find out, and there's another person in this small town, there was apparently, by all indications, organized crime that was being watched by the FBI at a certain business. I don't know why we would have been included with that, because we're just a local media outlet. We don't even reach, 15,000 people on a good day. But when I walked in there and I picked up the phone, I said, here, this is exactly what I've been talking about. And I handed the phone around, and you could hear this little kid playing in his room, just, you know, kind of sounds that kids make, playing with toys. And I said, watch this. And I put it on a conference in and did *69. I got the number, and I called the little kid, and I said, hey, is an adult there, your mommy or a babysitter? And you could hear the kid go, Mom, somebody's on the phone, as he walks through the house and hands the phone to Mom, and she's obviously puzzled. She goes, how did you get this number? I said, your boy's phone called and locked up my fax line. This has been going on for a decade or longer, and it's direct evidence of illegal spying on Americans. You got to tell me, is there any way this kid was playing with this phone and dialed me? And she said, no, it's a safety phone. It's only programmed to dial Mom and Dad and Grandma. I said, are any of the numbers this area code? And I gave her the phone line. And this has happened for thousands of hours, by the way, even before I was asked to come and help out. Somebody in the office taught me you have to unplug and plug the fax line back in order to reset it whenever this happened, because it would happen on evenings, weekends, overnight, and lock it. We local people would be irritated because they couldn't send us a fax. And it two different brands, Lexmark and Xerox, that it locked up. I have those. The FCC is about to, I think, try to destroy the evidence of this situation. I've preserved the wiring as original as I could, and even, you know, paid a extra amount of money to keep the facts and everything in place. I got in 2011, after I got on Facebook, I found a Bell Lab scientist in North Carolina. They call it the Silicon Valley of the East, and this guy was a Methodist. He immediately started cussing me out. I found a picture of him on Facebook. He was standing in front of a Doctor Who phone booth, like, you know, one of those English phone booths. He'd apparently taken a bicycle tour of England. I said, hey, I'm a fellow cyclist. Let me tell you about this phone situation I got. And I noticed he was a Methodist. Almost immediately, he started cussing me out. You don't know bleep. You know, there's no way what you're saying can happen. After about 2 days, you know, he started saying, look, I'm going to charge you $250 an hour to teach you how phones work. And he finally asked for two of the phone numbers, and then the fax line glitch kind of quit. But then it started online on our other phone line. And last fall, I had two different incidents where people's phones called me, and I couldn't hang up on them, but I could hear everything that was going on in the room, and I called them back and told them what they'd been doing. And, of course, you get two different reactions. They're like, how can this happen, you know? Or you're like, I don't care who's listening because I'm not doing anything wrong. You know,
let me interject something here, Mike, yeah. Because I've given you a whole lot of airtime here, but I want to ask you, okay, because you said it's been going on since way back when, and I remember getting calls like that in the past, you know, from numbers like 99999, or on the call it would come in and there wouldn't be any number on the phone at all. But my question to you is this. You had mentioned earlier when you first called in about all these people that are just living in fear, they're afraid to even go to a student meeting or whatever.
Right.
Okay, so this stuff that's being buried right now, let me finish, please. Okay.
Go ahead.
That the FBI that Comey's burying and doesn't want out. Okay. Part of it is that yes, indeed, they are spying on all of us, not only with our phones but our bank records and everything. My question to you is this: do you think if it actually did come out, if the majority of the American people would do anything about it at all?
I think that William Binney and others have had solutions for this that they've been ignored. And it wouldn't have to be these unbelievable, almost unimaginable in the capacity facilities like Bluffdale, Fort Meade, Langley, Minwith. I mean, they've got capacity just in Bluffdale, William Binney and others have estimated, to restore all of the world's communications out to 100 years. And one of the things that I haven't heard William Binney and very many people talk about, I'm trying to remember the whistleblower that brought forward the Pentagon Papers. Do you remember his name?
No, not offhand.
Okay, there's one interview with him where he hands William Binney the phone, and he says, I've heard that this thing can be listening when it's off. And he says, yes, yeah, yeah, that's true. And that's the only time he mentions it. But all of these phones I'm talking about are average individuals. They're, and I've asked some of them, I say, do you know anybody in your family or your immediate circle of friends that might be being watched by the government? Is there, you know, do you know anybody that might be a drug dealer or be in trouble with the law? And they're like, no, and I don't understand why my phone is folded up and turned off in a purse and it's listening to me. And I can't say it either other than it's an illegal mass collection. And the thing is, these, I think, steam valves, like the Electronic Frontier Foundation, are out here asking for people's money. And when you come forward with evidence of something like I've got with multiple witnesses and people willing to take out affidavits and submit their phone records and all this, and they ignore you. Or they say, we don't have enough bandwidth, but your case has been thrown out twice now. Well, we can't, you know, you need to just contact the ACLU. And, of course, the ACLU ignores you. Or they say, well, you need to catch a private attorney. You try to contact Larry Klayman. You never hear back. So, I mean, I just don't understand. It's like a lot of this stuff is just put out for show, and they never do anything about it. That's the way I feel about it.
Okay, all
I
right.
Never really accomplish anything.
All right, Mike, I've got to cut you off. I've given you 11 right. minutes here. So I appreciate your input, and I appreciate your story. But, you know, here's my summation of this, okay? And, yes, it likely has, like Mike said, been going on for a long time. But they've gotten it to the point now. Their technology is so good now that they're picking up metadata from you know, the computers. They're picking up metadata from the phones. And, you know, like Mike said, it's being stored. They can store enough information for every phone call in the world for 100 years. And what they're doing, remember what I had said on the show, I don't know, it was last week, maybe, that we are their enemy. The people that are awake, the people whose consciousness level has been raised, that we can see through the facade. Their hypnosis doesn't work on us. Their propaganda, their mainstream, you know, mesmerizing TV doesn't work on us. And they know it. Okay? And we are who they fear the most. And this is why they're doing that. My mother used to tell me when I was a little kid, you know, people that are paranoid often project, and they think everybody else is thinking or doing what they're doing. And this is wise, because all of these evil deeds that these people doing and all of this spying and so forth, they're thinking from their concept. They're thinking that everybody else thinks like them, and they're concerned, okay, that we're going to find out their dirty deeds. Well, we already know what their dirty deeds are, okay? But they're afraid that we're going to wake enough people up to where it might have an effect on them. That's what's really going on here. But eventually, folks, what's going to happen when the time is correct, just like, oh, by the way, I'm going to interject here. Either tomorrow night or Wednesday night, I'm going to do that commemorative show on some of our late patriots. That some of them were with RBN, some of them other places. I'm going to do that show tomorrow night or Wednesday night. And one of the people that is in that show is going to be Jack McClam. And Jack McClam, way back when, was on the podium, and I've got a clip of him doing it, talking about the FEMA camps, you know, which is ultimately their plan to round up the people that are awake. And we are the people that are awake. That's why they have the terrorist watch list. And you can look on that watch list, and there's going to be at least one thing, if not two or three or five, that you do that you're possibly a terrorist. Anyway, that said, that's my opinion. Okay, let me get back to this. So Montgomery delivers the 47 hard drives and the data amounting to more than 600 million pages of documentation on the surveillance scheme. And then FBI Director Comey's general counsel, James Baker, took the data into his possession after the two FBI agents interviewed Montgomery. And this is according to multiple sources. But despite processing Montgomery's bombshell whistleblower revelations, and this is bombshell, and you hear crickets on the mainstream news, Comey never acted on or publicized any of this information. And that in itself is a multi-federal crime of obstruction of justice. And these people, these hypocrites, these criminals have the audacity to try, and in their paranoid consciousness, okay, try to project out and find something on our president, Donald Trump, like him or hate him, okay, he hasn't done anything even minusculely compared to the crimes that these people committed. And additionally, Comey's former firm, Lockheed Martin, remember those people? I said they paid him $6 million, and granted entry to Montgomery to one of its facilities to help him work on the alleged mass surveillance program, which was allegedly overseen by Obama administration officials John Brennan and James Clapper, and specifically targeted Trump. And Comey was working. He was an attorney for Lockheed Martin. Isn't that interesting? So, as Big League Politics recently reported, the real estate mogul Timothy Blixeth, he saw the records from Montgomery proving that Obama's CIA director John Brennan oversaw repeated spying on the phone calls of President Donald Trump and millions of other private Americans, maybe you, maybe me, maybe all of us, okay? An audio tape of the interview that Blixeth gave, which I just played for you, released by federal judge G. Murray Snow. And that was in the civil case of Joe Arpaio last year. Now, in that interview conducted before Trump ever ran for president, Blixeth spoke to Joe Arpaio and Mike Zullo, the detective out of New York, and the audio was released in connection with the civil attempt contempt case that the Department of Justice filed against Arpaio. Evidently, the audio of that conversation appears only to be preserved in one location on the internet. Well, now it's preserved on RBN because it's up on our website. Speaking of websites, my website is down right now. I don't know whether I mentioned that to you folks, but the webmaster is kind of displaced. So let's put it that way. He's, I think, on his way to Arizona tomorrow, hopefully. And, well, there's more to that story, but I'm not going to go into it. So, according to Blixeth, Montgomery showed him 900 million phone calls. And he saw himself in there. And he saw Donald Trump in there 100,000 times or so. Okay? So, yes, indeed, Obama, Clapper, Brennan, all of them were spying on Donald Trump. And then they all come out and say, oh, no, no, we weren't doing that. No, mm-mm. Because the evidence they think is going to be buried with Comey forever. And then, of course, they appoint who? Robert Mueller, fixer, choker, right? Who's good friends with Comey. You see why they appointed this guy, folks? They want to keep it under the rug. Dave in Wisconsin, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Doing good. This fellow Montgomery, now, he drew up those complaints, but he couldn't expect the very people that he's complaining about to do anything about it. And the 1982 False Claims Act, it's necessary to understand that, because his filing of those complaints, that's only the beginning of his responsibility. At the point where his supervisor doesn't take appropriate action to arrest the criminal activities that he's complaining about, that casts him into the position of being a prosecutor over that supervisor, as well as the.
Wait a minute. But his supervisor was Brennan and Clapper.
Right.
Right. Okay. So yeah, and I get where you're coming from. He files complaints against all these people. It's a whistleblower complaint, but he does it under the protocols like he was supposed to do it, like Snowden didn't do it. But he found out by doing it that it wasn't going to go anywhere, and exactly why Mike Zullo had mentioned in an Alex Jones interview here a few months ago, that he says, when you get this information and you can absolutely factually prove the birth certificates are fraud, where are you going to take it? Because nobody's going to listen to you all the way up to and including the FBI. So even though
it's necessary to read the 1982 False Claims Act to know where to take it, because that describes how to take it and where to take it.
Okay, hold on. I got to take a break. I'll pick it up on the other side. Stay there.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. We're on with Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, go ahead. Let me write that down. Repeat that again. 1982,
all right.
What?
The 1982 False Claims Act.
Okay.
Is where the term the Whistleblower Act comes from. It's that where it originates, but it's grossly misunderstood yet because that act. What it does is, if, like Montgomery, when he draws up complaints and goes by the numbers and does his job properly and correctly, and then he's ignored and there is no crime prevention as the result of the criminal activity that he's identified and has reported to the correct and proper authorities, if they ignore it, then the duty and the responsibility falls upon him to prosecute if there is one or if there is 25 people over his head that ignores it. If it's ignored, the responsibility falls on him. It's right in the False Claims Act. It's easy language to understand.
Okay. Go ahead.
He does not have to go to law school and get a bar association license in order to be the prosecutor. He is, as the result of the way that law is written, and for that very purpose, he is the prosecutor, not by choice, but by circumstance. And it's in that legislation.
Okay, but let's take this a step further. In the arena in which we live today, with all this corruption, and we're seeing it just being played out in spades, All right. If this is the case, now how in the world would this guy who worked for the CIA, who has come out and admitted his wrongdoings and he was ordered to do it, okay, he comes out now and he whistleblows. Now he becomes the prosecutor. You tell me how in the world that this guy is going to have any power whatsoever to wield against these people. How
well,
is he going to do it?
Go ahead. He begins in with that case in what is called the quitam status. Pro se is the lowest status in court. Quitam is the highest, most powerful status in court when you're prosecuting a case. And it's okay. Not easy. It's uphill. We're under occupation. I mean, I was already informed by a retired Marine Corps colonel named Ronald D. Ray that established his own law firm and has a bar association license in a private conversation over 20 years ago. He said, "We are an enemy-occupied nation." All right, I just named someone that told me that, that has his own law firm. We're an enemy-occupied nation. And so but we're fighting back, and we're fighting back the proper and right way. And the court is the battlefield.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Dave, I've written this down. I'm going to go do a little bit of research in it, and I appreciate you calling in and bringing that to my attention, okay? Because,
best
yes,
of luck.
What's that?
Best of luck.
Oh, thank you. No, I mean it. I will read it.
I know you're hardcore. Stay on the rasses. Go on.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot. Let's see. Let's go to. I've got a break coming up in a couple of minutes, but let's go to TJ in Valley Forge. TJ, you're on with Michael.
Hey, Michael. I just wanted to call in about the reference to Arpaio and Michael Zulo's investigation.
Yes.
There has been a lot of people asserting for a long while that you know what he proved was forgery or fraud. The problem is really neither of those things were proven, and for it to be forgery or fraud, you have to prove that some document was imitated.
TJ, back up a minute, okay? If I recall correctly, they proved 9 different falsifications on that document, and the person that approved, what's that?
Well, see, they didn't. What they proved is there were aberrations in the document, in the digital document, for it to be falsifications, they have to have proved that the material information in the document was false. And they didn't engage that question whatsoever. You see, under a Hawaii revised statute, the state of Hawaii is entitled to produce birth information on whatever document it wants. The specific revised statute is... I have it right here.
TJ, hold over. I got to take a break, bottom of the hour break, but I'll hold you over. You can read the statute when we get back, okay? Stay there.
All right.
Be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back with the American Awakening, folks. Michael Herzog, your host. We've got TJ, Valley Forge, I believe it is, on the line. Okay, go ahead and read it, Dave.
All righty. Hawaii Revised Statute 338-13 has two important sections. It defines what certified copies are and what is valid. Section A said, subject to the requirements of Section 338-16, 338-17, and 338-18, the Department of Health shall, upon request, furnish to any applicant a certified copy of any certificate or the contents of any certificate or any part thereof. And then Section C says copies may be made by photography, dry copy reproduction, typing, computer printout, or other process approved by the Director of Health. The reality is, as long as it's got a certification with it, the Department of Health can provide you copy of your birth certificates on a cocktail napkin, and it's valid for legal proof. And that's pretty much true in any one of the 50 states.
Okay. All right, two things then. All right, first of all, do you believe that that birth certificate is valid?
I think it's totally irrelevant, and the point is to distract us from the facts. We know from Obama's own admission on his website, Fight the Smears, that he was born a citizen of Britain through the Naturalization Act of 1948, I believe it was. As a result of his father being a citizen of Britain through Kenya. The fact of the matter is to be a, the requirement is not to have a birth certificate, but to be a natural born citizen. I wrote a document some years ago called Natural Born Citizen Defined. Commander Charles Kirchner picked it up and had it listed on his website. It's been cited in a number of court cases. Commander Kirchner was one of the first people to bring cases against Obama early on, if you recall. To be a natural born citizen, you have to be born in the country of parents who were citizens. We have a half a dozen Supreme Court cases throughout this country's history that recognize those terms. And then all of a sudden we've got lost and we seem to bury them. And we have the Congressional Research Service telling us that it's anybody who's a citizen upon birth, which is nonsense. Even a citizen upon birth, made so by naturalization act of Congress, is naturalized.
Let me stop you there. Let me ask you. Well, first of all right, if that's the case, and I just played a clip of Michelle Obama, I believe it was last week, admitting that Barack Obama was born in Kenya. Okay? Now, if you're saying he was a British citizen, that still wouldn't have made him eligible to be the president of the United States, right?
Exactly. By known facts, he was unqualified to hold the office of president.
Okay.
And what's clear is what happened is during 2008, some quid pro quo went on between the Democrats and Republicans because McCain wasn't qualified to hold the office either.
Okay. All right. But let me, I've got other callers on the line, but let me ask you one other thing. Don't you find it a little bit strange that I believe it was January 10th of 2014, the lady that released that birth certificate dies in a plane crash and she's the only one of the passengers in that plane that died? Loretta Fuddy?
I do think it's strange, but there may have been some complicity going on, some conspiracy. They may have planned to release a document, a digital document with multiple layers, because it serves to distract people from the fact that that his father wasn't Kenyan and he's not natural born. A whole bunch of things could have gone on.
Yeah,
but it's really irrelevant, Mike, because by the known facts, his father was Kenyan, so he's not possibly a natural born citizen.
No, I agree with that, DJ. Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate your input on that, buddy. Okay, got to move on though. Let's go to Frank in Winnipeg, Canada. Is that right, Frank? You're on with Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm rocking on, Frank. Go ahead.
I know, and you're doing a bang up job.
Thank you.
You're getting trolled by people. They want to suck the oxygen out of the room. That guy, Joel, from Wisconsin, earlier today on John's show, the same guy calling in as Charles from California, and now this guy, what you were saying is true. You know what you should do? And I'm only making a suggestion. Maybe the last 15 minutes of the show, have the counterintelligence report where we can call in and call these dolts out for what they are. They're playing both sides of the fence. Notice he started out, no, Obama's not this, not that, and then, yes, he is. They're just sucking the air out of the room. Take care.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. Well, let's see. I got 21 minutes left, so I guess I can't do the counterintelligence report yet. But, you know, I played a clip last week, the 19-second clip, I think I've played it twice, by Michelle Obama, that she admits that Obama was born in Kenya. This birth certificate that came out, I believe that Mike Zullo, and again, I wasn't on the air at the time, but it seems to me like I heard Mike Zullo on either Jones or somebody's show. Yes, they found 9 different things about that were fraudulent and layered. I don't know that much about it. But I do know this. Obama wasn't born in this country, and Obama was not eligible to be president, and yet Obama was the president for 8 years. But I find it very strange, and I pulled this up, folks, during the break when I was talking to TJ, that this plane crash that killed Loretta Fuddy, it was a small plane, if you recall, and it was a horrifying moment. The plane crashed off the waters of Hawaii, and it killed her, there was 10 passengers on that plane, but she was the only one that died. And her deputy that was on the plane swam out to her. She was away from the other group, swam out to her. And from what I understand, and I had read this in a couple of different places, she was maybe 50, 100 yards away from the group or whatever. And when he came back, he said she was dead, but she was alive when he swam out to her. So, you know, I'm not trying to make anything out of that. The only thing I am saying is it's awful strange that this plane crash that crashed into the ocean, that was a semi-light plane, it wasn't a big passenger plane or anything, it was a very small plane, that all of the passengers survived. They were all in the water, and she was the only one that had drifted 50 to 100 yards away, and she was alive when the guy swam out to her, yet dead when he swam back. So I don't know. Maybe it's my conspiratorial mind. I really have no idea. But there's a lot of oddities about that whole birth certificate thing, and it pretty much vanished into the woodwork. I mean, Trump brought it up, I think, briefly during the campaign last year. But I think it's, you know, pretty much settled that Barack Obama should have never been president to begin with. With that, let's go to Fred in Iowa. Fred, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Real well. I was going to call and I'm going to be extremely brief. The last caller was Frank in Canada.
Yeah.
Spot on. Okay, bye. Have a good evening, my friend. I'd have a sip of Gentleman Jack. Bye-bye.
Have a sip of Gentleman Jack. Boy, nobody's going to let me live that one down. I talked about that one night, two, 3 weeks ago or whatever, when John told me about that. That was about 3 weeks ago now, you know. And as soon as I started talking about Gentleman Jack, somebody else called in and said, oh, no, Carvassier is better. And even when Napoleon was exiled to Elba, he took like 100 cases of Carvassier bourbon or brandy or whatever the heck it was with him so he could survive the, what do you call it, the extradition or not the extradition. He was what do you call that? Not exercised, but he was banished, I guess, banished to Elba. And I took a trip up to see my little friend up in Prescott yesterday and talk to her dad for a bit. That's the guy that drinks Carvassier, and he says, oh yeah, he says that stuff's great. So, you know, one of these days when I can afford it, you know, I might buy a bottle of that stuff, because I know that the Gentleman Jack, off topic here, but the Gentleman Jack, I was invaded by, or you know, what do you call it, possessed by either, you know, George Carlin or Robin Williams, not sure whichever one it was, but her and I couldn't stop laughing for 4 or 5 hours. But if I graduated even further to Carvassier, Lord knows, it'd probably be Scotty beam me up, you know. That being said, okay, let's see, are the phone lines clear? I think they are. 15 minutes left, and we go into the counter-intel report. That's when the callers call in, and they suss out anybody that's sucking the air out of the airtime. If that's what I recall. So we'll do that. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Give me your input on that. Do you feel, you know, I'm not real good, I guess, at, you know, discerning trolls, if you will. I probably could use a little help with that. That Joel in Wisconsin, I didn't hear him calling the John's show today. I listened to John's show. Maybe he did. I don't know. But I know he's called into my show a few times. It really doesn't matter. Let's see. Where was I now? I had something else I was going to go into here, folks. Give me a minute. Oh, yeah. Yeah, back to this Comey thing. Did we take Fred? Might have hung up on him. No, I didn't. No, I took Fred. Joel in Wisconsin? Okay, Joel in Wisconsin. You're on with Michael.
How do you do, Mikey?
Hi.
Somebody just accused me of being a troll.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't. No. You see, you're bright enough to be able to tell the difference between my voice and Charlie from California. The voices
I heard Charlie from California, and John pretty much hung up on Charlie from California because Charlie from California was irritating him.
Well, you know, I didn't listen to John's show today, but I am an RBN listener, and I've heard Charlie from California many times. And if anybody can't tell the difference between my voice and his voice, then they should go back to their government school.
Is he an antagonizer, Joel? Charlie in California, is he an antagonizer? Or do you know?
He's just Charlie from California. He's being himself.
Oh, okay.
And he's that's what this radio is all about.
No, I agree with that. Okay. As I heard the call, and Charlie was kind of sniping at John, you know. And the truth of the matter is, with all due respect to you, Joel, you know, I have a whole bunch of callers from different places, and I don't remember who they are or whatever. You know, if I'm relating back to something that they gave me and I pulled it up, just like a movie or something, I think it was it you that recommended a movie to me?
Yes.
Inside. Yeah, okay. But sometimes I don't remember, you know. I don't remember who does it. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
The RBN listeners have been listening for a long time can definitely tell the difference between my voice. It sounds the same as it always has for 13 to 15 years. And I know Charlie from California's voice. And Charlie is Charlie, and Joel is Joel. And I don't think either one of us are trolls, but sometimes we just get controversial, and that's just the way it is. Not everybody thinks the same.
Well, I could say that. Go ahead.
And if you want to put me on with Frank any day of the week, I'll go on and I'll eat his lunch.
Oh, you're asking me to format a debate here?
I am.
Are you? Okay. All right. Let me hold on a minute. Joel in Wisconsin. Frank in Winnipeg. Joel wants to debate with you. So I'll put that out there. Joel in Wisconsin and Frank in Winnipeg. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If Frank in Winnipeg calls back, then you call back, and I'll bring you both up on the air. All right. You guys can have a war together.
Did you watch that movie?
Which one? I've watched a bunch of them.
Inside Man.
I watched the movie. The Negotiator movie. Yes, I watched it.
Complicated?
Well, it jumped around a bit. I mean, I got the storyline. I got the plot, you know.
Okay.
And Christopher Plummer was a war criminal. And, you know, wait a minute.
You're
actual,
on the wrong one again. You're on the wrong show again.
No. You told me it was with Denzel Washington, Jodie Foster, right?
Yes.
Right, and that's the one I watched.
It was about a bank robbery.
That's what I said. I just said that. And Christopher Plummer.
Okay.
Right, and Christopher Plummer was a Nazi war collaborator, okay?
Yes.
And the bank robber was trying to get the documents to prove it, and he actually put a diamond in Denzel Washington's pocket to show that it was him out of the bank. No, I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I'll give you that.
Yeah, right. And did you notice how they got away with it due to total confusion?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. The
criminals walked out with the hostages and they all got away.
Yeah, anybody that hasn't watched it out there, watch the movie. It's a good movie. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but thanks for recommending it. Okay, I'll let you go. And if Frank calls back, you can call back in and you guys can argue.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
I got to go, Joel. All right, let's go to Greg in Arkansas. Greg, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Hello.
Hello.
Very well, thanks. Listen, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Michael, okay, great. Okay, I can't stand this birth certificate argument. I just wanted to drop a bomb on everybody. Everybody should take a look at Joel Gilbert's Dreams of My Real Father, where he places Obama's mother.
Frank Marshall Davis. Frank Marshall Davis.
You got it. You got it. And I think it's all a smokescreen and all a great big waste of time, simply because I'm not one to believe in coincidence, but when a woman's naked sitting on a man's... a couch at 17 and then pops a baby out 9 months later and he's known to have written all kinds of smut books and it's just too much coincidence there and kind of puts the whole thing to rest. I think actually that he is an American citizen. The courts would have nothing to do with it. Why should they hear about it? The courts were informed, you know, whatever high courts those circumstances were laid before. We're just told behind the scenes, look, Frank Marshall Davis is his father, he's an American citizen, blow all this by, let the American people get down on a cul-de-sac, spin around, get all dizzy, waste all their time, and it just, there's just too much coincidence to come up to any other conclusion that Frank Marshall Davis was not his father. He's an American citizen.
But Greg, it makes for good radio, doesn't it?
No, it makes for boring, stupid.
Does it? Oh,
okay. Back up, vomit it back up. It's all dumb. Frank Marshall Davis. You know, they did all the comparisons between ears, eyes, teeth. You know, look, skin tone, and he doesn't match the person they said is his father from Kenya whatsoever, but he matches Frank Marshall Davis.
I totally agree with you. And I'm, hold on, we got to go to a break. But if you want to hold on,
we're done, aren't we?
So,
oh yeah, I hold. Oh, okay.
Okay. No, I heard the music. Mike, are we going to a break?
Yeah, it is a break. I'm sorry, it is a break.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go to the break. All right, I'll hold you over, Greg. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What it is you think
I should. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, Greg, we have to remember, though, I'm going to throw this into the mix, Greg. Joel Gilbert is the guy who also claims that this mysterious package showed up on his doorstep with two hour-long tapes of George Harrison claiming that Paul McCartney's dead. Do you believe that?
Well, I don't know anything about Paul McCartney. Yeah, I do remember those stories, but I do know Joel Gilbert is also one of the tribe. So, but you can't deny facial images, skin tones, teeth, ears, and that type thing. And I'm appreciative that we all learned a great lesson in the difference between naturalization and naturalized. And we all did our studies into the Constitution and what all that's involved with. And that's all good and great. And Michelle or Michael Robinson, whatever his name is, can throw all the little crumbs for millions to dive on over, mentioning that Obama was born in Kenya, and I can claim that my mother was a Martian and I was born on the planet Jupiter. Who cares? It all makes no difference. Obama is an American citizen, period. It is too much coincidence that Frank Marshall Day, and reason. The only real issue that I think should ever be brought up is when his mom took him to Indonesia and really never declared him as an American citizen again. Now, that issue, maybe there's some teeth you can sink into that.
Well, yeah, but let me interject something here, though. Okay, and you're saying, well, all this, everybody's spinning around going down this rabbit hole in whatever, the cul-de-sac or whatever, okay? But the bottom line is that even if he was a citizen, you know, the issue that gets to me more than anything is they never tell us the truth. Just tell us, Frank Marshall Davis was your father, okay? He's an American citizen, you're an American citizen. End of story. Have a good day. You're president for 8 years and you're legal, right?
Well, he was a communist.
What's
and they didn't want everybody to know that his father was a card-carrying communist. That would have thrown a wrench in the program for having him elected and all that sort of thing. But the only issue that I see is the Indonesia issue. And past that, get off it, move on. And, you know, Michael Obama can claim anything she wants in a clip. He, she, it, whatever it is. And it's just, you know, it's old hat. It's not going to do us any good now. We all learned a good lesson on the difference between naturalized and natural. Let's just move on, because it's starting to make us all sound silly, and it also doubled as keeping Sheriff Arpaio, who they were sniping at him 57,000 different ways, and it kept him on the offensive and wasting resources and time, and Mike Zullo, and it all turned out to be a big zero, and it will continue to turn out to be a big zero.
Well, I wouldn't say I got to run, but I won't say it turned out to be a big zero, because Zullo and Arpaio, you know, this Timothy, what's-his-face, you know, brought all this evidence into Arpaio to do something about it, which got Arpaio in trouble to begin with. But at least the news is out to the RBN listeners that Comey is burying a multitude of evidence. With that, I got to run, Greg, because I've got a couple minutes left and I got another caller on the line. So thanks for calling in, though, buddy. All right, let's go to Fred in Iowa again. Fred, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for taking me again. I'll try to be real brief. As Jesus said, let the wheat and the tares grow together until the end. And what I mean by that, I don't think it's advisable to have callers go in a pissing contest on RBN and your show.
I know, Fred. I thought about that. I'm out of time, but I thought about that, and I agree with you. So thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, we're out of time, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you same time, same station tomorrow night. I may very well do the commemorative show with the late, great patriots who are not with us anymore. See you tomorrow. Stay out of trouble. Bye.
I paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.